Bobby is a star planted firmly in the heavens. He's no blazing comet flashing through the sky one minute and sputtering downwards the next. Talent, hard work, and the encouragement of others all help Bobby attain his celestial position. But it might be interesting to see how the stars actually affected Bobby's career. Even if you don't believe in astrology, it might be fun to look into Bobby's chart. On July 22nd in the year 1946, Bobby Sherman was born to Juanita and Robert Sherman. He was a healthy boy, and as the sun shone in Juanita Sherman's hospital room, it was decided to call the newest addition Robert Cabot Sherman, Jr. As the proud parents looked at their wrinkled, already well-voiced son, they dreamed of what he might become and of all the happy days and years they would share together. And as the happy family shared those first hours, the sun, the moon, and all the planets were spinning in their natural harmony, each one affecting this new infant in a unique way. From the moment this male child was born in Santa Monica, California, the heavens began exerting their influence, an influence that many believe would help shape his personality, his career, his success in life. Bobby's chart is very complex. His sun, which is determined by his birthday, July 22nd, is Cancer on the cusp of Leo. So he really is influenced by both signs, Cancer and Leo. Often, cusp-born people come into great conflicts because they are pulled by two influences. But other times, they find what they lack under one sign is strengthened by the other sign. Bobby seems to be one of these. You may find your basic character in your sun sign, since the sun is the center of our universe. All the other planets revolve around it, reflecting its life-giving light. So understanding your sun sign is fundamental to knowing your chart. Cancer is a water sign, and those under this sign are often sympathetic and emotional people, while Leo, a fire sign, seems to govern people of great enthusiasms and leadership qualities. Already, it is easy to see the influence Cancer and Leo have on Bobby. It could take years to fully understand an astrology chart. The various influences and aspects are too numerous and complicated to go into, but a brief look at the major characteristics of Bobby's signs are quite revealing. First, Cancer is the sign of strong-willed and persistent people whose approach to life is active enthusiasm no matter what. They are interested in everything new and progressive and are often the front-runners from fads to actual advancements in society. Friendships, even from the past, are important to the Cancer. As a matter of fact, Cancers are souvenir savers, and often this penchant for saving turns into an interest in collecting art objects, antiques, and old books. Whatever the interest is, though, it is attacked with complete dedication and knowledge. The emotional side of a Cancer is very responsive to love and approval of others. That is why so many Cancers are entertainers. They like the give and take that is possible with an audience, especially when the audience receives them warmly. Bobby shares this sun sign with two of the greatest entertainers we have known, Louis Armstrong and Ringo Starr. The other sun sign that influences Bobby's individuality is the fire sign Leo, and it seems that in combination with Cancer, show business was a natural road to follow. Leos are open, trusting people who will accept responsibility. As their virtues are strong, so are their ambitions. They know how to apply their talents to the best end, and this, coupled with their natural self-confidence, often puts them on top. However, they also need the approval and even adulation of others to continually reaffirm themselves. They need more affection than the average person, but they also can give more. They love completely when they find that right person. Sometimes their self-confidence can get them into difficult or even dangerous situations. No challenge is left untried, and their ambitious approach to life can get them in over their heads at times. But nothing will stop a Leo from trying to reach his goal. Bobby seems to be a good combination of the two signs. His love of family and friends, his desire to help others, his stylish dress, his modern viewpoints, and his enthusiasms for life and its challenges all seem to be from his Cancer side. His ambition, his self-confidence, and eagerness to try new and different areas seem to have a Leo origin. And the two signs combined give him the desire to show love, to entertain others while needing the affirmative responses only gotten from an audience. So it seems that Bobby is what you might call a natural-born showman. The next most important planet in astrology is the moon. It governs your personality, the you that others see and judge. Crowd appeal and a good public image are usually a result of a well-positioned moon. A well-aspected moon is always an aid to someone in the entertainment field, where it is necessary to interact with a large group of people and to be able to respond professionally and personally to an audience. Bobby's moon sign is Taurus, which he shares with many show business greats such as Helen Hayes, Sophia Loren, Greta Garbo, and even the master writer William Shakespeare. When the moon is exalted, as it is in Taurus, perseverance seems to be the most distinctive trait. And if this virtue is pushed to its extreme, it can even turn into downright obstinacy, a do-or-die, right-or-wrong kind of attitude. This is the major downfall for the Taurian moon child. Impulsiveness is also a bit troublesome for those under a Taurus moon, but it seems to be tempered by the persistence and determination also present. Appreciation of the arts and even an actual ability is common, especially in music. And not surprisingly, the throat is the most vulnerable part of the anatomy of a Taurian moon child. Though it seems, by Bobby's chart, he has to be careful about going overboard with work. He mustn't lose sight that he has a personal life that needs to be fulfilled, too. He also has to watch out for and take care of his throat. Nothing should ever happen to those golden vocal cords. If he's careful about the pitfalls, the chart seems to again reaffirm a successful career in music and show business. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Pluto, Neptune, and Venus all have special influences over Bobby's chart, but we'll only look at the last two, Neptune and Venus. They seem to be integral parts in the jigsaw puzzle that makes Bobby Sherman. First, Neptune, the planet that is responsible for your charms and ideals. Charm and actual genius are the gifts of Neptune. These gifts enable the higher Neptune child to foresee and go beyond common limitations. They have vision and the ability to achieve their most formidable ideals. It takes Neptune 14 years to pass through a single sign, so Bobby's Neptune sign, Libra, is the same for a whole generation, the generation of Aquarius. It makes Bobby better able to know how to respond to his fans, for he has felt the same emotions, done the same things, and wants to achieve the same ultimate goals. High aspirations and love of humanity, coupled with an inborn sense of justice, are all dominant when Neptune is in Libra. What does Bobby sing about? Love. Personal and universal. The final planet in Bobby's chart is Venus, the planet of love and romance. The position of Venus in the horoscope determines love life, popularity, and attraction to the opposite sex. Obviously, Venus is a very important planet. A well-respected Venus endows the person with beauty, good fortune, and the ability to get along with others, especially in love relationships. Bobby's Venus is in Virgo, which is a great position for one who has chosen acting and singing as a career, but a difficult one for a steady, contented love affair. Through fear of being hurt, love is not easy for the Virgo Venus. Often these people prefer solitude and to keep friendships and love affairs at a distance. It is not that they don't feel love, for often they are some of the greatest humanitarians, but it does seem easier on their emotions to spread their love out among many. Again, this is often a sign for actors, those who are able to express to an audience the emotions they keep locked up inside themselves. Many of Bobby's friends have grown to respect this need in him for time to himself. Even his parents understood when he locked himself in his recording studio, not even seeing them for days at a time. When he decided that he should find a house of his own, they knew it was the right thing. It is this need to be alone at times and fear of closeness that is evident in many stars who have succeeded by their hard work and dedication. But there are still times Bobby wishes he could just meet an old friend for a Coke in a rap session. But he admits, "I don't see many of my old friends anymore. It's almost impossible to keep up with people if you're busy working." With Venus in Virgo, it might be difficult for Bobby to find love, true love that he can trust and depend on, but he will find it. When the right girl comes into his life, he'll know, and the determination and perseverance he has shown towards his career will be in action here, too. And what about Bobby's love life? Of course, no biography of this superstar would be complete without a look at the romantic side, the secret tender side of Bobby. He has often been linked with girls, regular next-door neighbor girls, and gorgeous starlets. He's even had articles written about his secret marriage, not true, and ones about his preference to keep his girlfriends away from his career, true. Bobby admits he has pretty definite ideas concerning the girls he'd like to date. They have to be feminine, but not frilly and silly. A certain amount of sophistication is important, too. After all, Bobby does know some pretty chic people, and his girlfriend would be expected to hold her own with them, too. But no matter how much sophistication is required for his lady, she must also approach life with a bit of innocence. Bobby thinks it's absolutely great to show a girl something new, something she's never seen before. And if she can be enthusiastic about the most informal kind of date, like a drive-in movie, she'll definitely get along with him at a movie premiere. As for looks, Bobby doesn't think Sophia Loren assets are necessary. The important thing is to always look natural and together. Bobby says it may sound like a publicity stunt, but he would rather be seen with a well-scrubbed, all-American-looking girl than anyone else. That's why he prefers to date his fans than the dozens of young starlets and models he sees in the Hollywood night spots. Most important is that the girl likes Bobby for himself and not because he's a superstar. He has to be sure of her true feelings before he allows himself to get involved at all. That's part of his Venus in Virgo defense. Naturally, it's easier for a girl not connected with show business to like Bobby, not as a teen idol, but as a person. A girl looking for success as an actress might be tempted to use Bobby for publicity purposes. Bobby has to protect himself from that kind of hurt. He's felt it more than once and says he doesn't plan to go through that number again. When asked about the fact that he likes to date his fans, Bobby said, "Yeah, I think it's groovy. I don't date the ones who just sit there and don't say anything, but I date the ones who have knowledge, yet are not really affected by it. They are just groovy people, and it's easier to communicate with them. I don't like to date girls in show business because it's a kind of competitive thing. I find it much easier just to date my fans." You see, when Bobby finds a girl he's interested in, he lets her know it. He's obviously affectionate and considerate. If his date sees something in a store window and admires it, it isn't too surprising for her to receive it as a gift the next day. There is nothing Bobby wouldn't do to make his girl feel special, because that's what love is all about to him. Bobby loves a girl who is willing to try new things. He shies away from discotheques and nightclubs, so his date must like to do fun things like stop in on quiet parties or even stay at home and watch TV for the evening. Beach barbecues are a favorite date for Bobby, especially when it's warm enough to take a midnight swim and sit around a bonfire to dry off afterwards. Bobby has even been known to pick up his date and surprise her with a day at Disneyland, or a trip to an aquarium, and maybe a drive along the beautiful California coastline before calling it a night. If a girl is up for surprises, she's Bobby's kind of girl. And when Bobby's in love, he's bound to be a bag full of surprises. That's the only problem. Sometimes he thinks he spends too much time thinking about being in love and not enough time working. Love seems to lessen his power of concentration, but he still will be the first to admit love is the greatest feeling in the world. Patty Carnell is probably the best-known date of Bobby's. They met in 1969 when a girl Bobby was dating introduced them. The spark started to fly and Bobby knew he had to get to know Patty better. Since there wasn't a serious romance between Bobby and Patty's girlfriend, Bobby asked Patty for a date and things just started going from there. Right from the beginning, though, Bobby made it clear Patty was his number one girl, but not his only date. He didn't feel it was right to limit Patty or himself at the time. Bobby said, "I don't think I would be able to justify a really serious thing right now because of the time factor. I'm gone so much, and I wouldn't want to think she would have to sit here and wait for me, nor would I want to sit and be by myself wherever I happen to be. It would all be a little bit unjustified right now." Bobby wasn't the only one who flipped over Patty, though. When he began bringing her around the set of Here Come the Brides, everyone seemed to fall under the spell of her pretty face and sweet smile. Bridget Hanley and Susan Tolsky, who were co-stars with Bobby, used to kid around that Patty was so pretty they didn't want to see her at 6 a.m. It made them jealous. Patty isn't in show business, but a lot of people seem to think that she has the talent for it, and with her natural charm, they think she couldn't miss. However, Bobby's parents seem to be glad that Bobby had just found a nice girl who wasn't out for fame or publicity. They enjoyed the afternoons and evenings Patty and Bobby just stopped by to talk or to have dinner with them. It was especially nice for Mrs. Sherman to have a girl in the house again, for Bobby's sister Darlene is married and living in Baltimore, Maryland with her husband and children. Well, Bobby and Patty are still seeing each other, but they still are determined to be individuals and to do their own thing. Whether Bobby will marry Patty or any girl is just a matter of time and circumstance. If he's convinced he can devote enough time to a wife and children, there would be nothing to stop him. But that's the problem. Right now, Bobby is always on the go. Location shooting, concert dates, even early and late rehearsal calls, plus his work in the recording studio. And Bobby knows that unless everything is right in a romance, someone is going to get hurt. He said, "I think it's sometimes hard for two people to have something together and not end up hurting each other in some way. Human nature just seems to work like that." This is the reason Bobby has tried to keep his girlfriends, Patty included, on a very open, understanding level. If he can do this, then he can try not to go through a breakup. For he feels breaking up with someone is the hardest thing in the world to do. You can't help but hurt the other person, even hurt yourself. No matter how hard you try to be reasonable, it's painful. But if it's better in the long run, it just has to be done. So it seems that Bobby is going to continue putting off settling down for the time being. If Patty wants to wait for him, the future might hold wedding bells for them. But no matter what girl Bobby chooses, she will have to be understanding, patient, and wise enough to know that he needs a certain amount of freedom. She'll have to live with lonely nights when Bobby is on tour or just working in his recording studio. She'll have to be able to just pick up and go with him when he wants her to fly east for a benefit or an awards night. She'll have to just be there when he needs her, when he just wants someone to talk to and discuss his dreams with. But most of all, she'll have to be an individual who can be strong enough to lead her own life and not walk in Bobby's shadow. Whoever the future Mrs. Robert Sherman Jr. will be, you know she's got to be absolutely dynamite, and Bobby's fans will love her just as much as he does. At least for the time being, Bobby has decided to keep his love life in neutral, but his career is another subject. Right now, it is proceeding at full speed. With 3 TV shows and countless guest appearances to his credit, Bobby has decided to try and diversify. Now he can pick and choose what TV show he'd like to guest. He might do another special like the one he did in the fall of 1971, and he hopes to be able to do more dramatic roles like the one he had on Mod Squad this past February. He played a young boy who was in love with the daughter of a racing horse stable owner named Keller. Keller, who was a powerful man in the county, arranged secretly to have Bobby arrested and sent to jail for possession of dope. The story really began when Bobby was released from jail and parole, and Pete of the Mod Squad wanted to help him. Bobby sees his girlfriend, finds out that she has had a baby while he was in prison, and that her father has made her give their son up. This leads the young couple to kidnap their own child and make a futile attempt to escape to Mexico. With Pete's help, they return, and Bobby has a dramatic confrontation with Keller. It is in this scene that Bobby shows his true acting ability. You can see the frustration and anger the young boy feels, the contradicting emotions of love for his new family and hate for Keller, the desire to prove his innocence and his need for revenge. Bobby's hosts on the Mod Squad were so impressed with his talent and ability to get right into his character that they decided he would definitely be asked to do another show. His co-stars were particularly impressed with his confidence, but also his desire to learn. He asked intelligent questions and made observations about the characters that actually helped them. You see, Bobby is interested in acting, but also in directing eventually. He knows the only way to be good is to sit back and observe, then practice and ask more questions. There have been offers and a few opportunities for Bobby to get into feature films, but he feels that at this point it might be a little premature. He wants to know more about them, so as a hobby, he has started playing around with 16mm movies. He has made a few with friends, but he laughingly says, "Please don't call them home movies. Even if they're only about my dog, I make sure that they have an actual plot." He goes on to say, "I would really like to do a groovy presentation using my own techniques and untried actors, but I don't intend to direct myself. When it comes to me, I'd rather direct someone else. I've wanted to do this for a long time." Bobby feels that directing is the ultimate in filmmaking, for the director has the whole thing in his hands. He must know his actors and be able to get the right performance from them, and then he must be involved in the actual cutting of the film. So Bobby has decided to learn from all angles. He now has a film company besides the recording company. His company has made a few commercials, and it isn't a rare sight to see Bobby and a few of his partners in their camera truck, complete with lighting equipment and sound equipment, working on a project. Right now, they're working on a feature. They've been playing with the script and attempting to cast it. Bobby describes the film as not the typical kid's picture. It's about a man who gets involved through the need of money with a very large organization. The ending is so incongruous with what the story is about and what happens, it's such a mind-bender. It was such a good idea that I said, "Boy, if we could only get that down on film." Films, romance, singing, acting, yes, these are all part of Bobby's life, a major part of his life. But there's another side to Bobby that even some of his fans don't know about. You see, Bobby is grateful for all the opportunities he has had, but he knows there are kids who have very little to look forward to. He first came face to face with this when he was in Memphis, Tennessee, giving a concert. He had just finished his encore and was feeling pretty good, for the concert had been an incredible success. The mayor of Memphis approached him and asked him if he could visit a 14-year-old girl who missed the show because she was in the hospital. When Bobby went to see her, he found a very brave young girl who only the day before had an operation for cancer. The doctors had to amputate her leg. Bobby gave her a private concert and talked to her for an hour or so. But when he left her room, he knew he had to do more than that for her and other kids like her. He discussed his feelings with friends and doctors and was shocked to find that cancer kills more teenagers than any other disease. So he started the Bobby Sherman Cancer Research Fund of Concern Foundation. He explained, "We've started this fund, which will collect money to support research. All administrative costs will be picked up by me, so all the money which comes in from the kids will go right into finding the cure for cancer. We've got doctors in Israel, Switzerland, and Los Angeles working on grants already. It's really a new young people's crusade." Bobby believes it is each and everyone's responsibility to make the changes needed in this world. If his songs, or his acting, or his movies give a little bit of enjoyment, make one person smile, then all the hard work and effort is worth it. But there still are diseases, wars, ghettos, and unhappiness, and he is determined to use his success to make these things of the past. He has said, "I believe that the world's an enormous do-it-yourself project. Sure, life shakes us up. That's to warn us we've a lot more to learn. And you can be sure that Bobby Sherman will never stop learning, never stop growing, and never stop trying to make the world a better place for us all. That's what makes him, Bobby Sherman, superstar."